I'm just going to be speaking briefly on preparing for the glory. Say preparing for the glory. Preparing for the glory. How many of you are preparing for God's glory? Isaiah 41 to 5. Isaiah 41 to 5. I'm going to leave the text for our guests to execute, to deal with. One to go. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to the oasis, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she had received of the Lord's hand double for her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And then. You see what is required before the glory comes. The order. You've got to put all of those things in place. You've got to prepare the way, a highway. Very similar to a runway where a plane lands. If a plane is coming to land or deck, okay, ship's deck, to land a plane, when it's coming, and there's any sort of a moving object on the highway, the pilot goes around. He aborts what? Landing. Amen. So imagine the glory of God as an aircraft coming to land. And God says, every what valley shall be exalted, every what mountain shall be made low. That's order. In other words, straighten it out. Say, straighten it out. So put it in order. The glory comes after order. Remember, the Lord says, build after this pattern. It was after they had built according to the pattern. Then in 2 Chronicles 5, the Bible says, then the glory of the Lord came and filled this temple. God is saying to us, as we prepare for a glory-to-glory conference, begin to set things in order. Straighten out your life. Straighten out your schedule. Straighten out your entire life, because the glory is coming. Say, the glory is coming. Well, by coming, I don't mean that it's not there already, but the glory is going to be revealed. Hallelujah. Say, the glory is going to be revealed. And then, I'm sure our speakers will talk a little bit on what glory is. I'll just touch on it a bit. Amen. What glory is, so that it's not just some vain and far-fetched concept, you know, some spiritual, you know, gibberish or parlance, something far away, something mysterious, but it's something we can all relate, amen, with. 2 Corinthians 3, 17 to 6, which is the core text of our conference. Let's read, one to go. Now, the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, whenever you see Spirit in caps, that is what? The Holy Spirit. And then it says, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. That speaks of an ascending measure of the glory of God. There are levels of glory. The Bible talks about the glory of the sun, and there is also the glory of the moon. Glory is in ascending order of splendor. Amen. There are levels of glory. Amen. And it says we are changed from one level of glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of God is also called the Spirit of glory. Amen. So in this text, that word glory is the word doxa. Say doxa. It's a Greek word. And it means in a wide application, it means dignity. It means honor. It's interesting, we're talking about honor. God does his things intentionally. It means praise. It means worship. And it's gotten from a root word, dokio, which means reputation. Hallelujah. But that word in the Hebrew is the word kabod. Say kabod. Kabod. Let's go to Exodus 33, verse 18. You know the story where Moses cried to God saying, show me your glory. Can I have the weight here? And he said, I beseech thee, show me your glory. Show me your kabod. Say kabod. K-A-B-O-D. Hallelujah. And that word, kabod, means splendor. Say splendor. It also means honor. It's copiousness. And I like this. Is the word weight. Say weight. That's what it actually means. Kabod is weight. Say weight. Say with me, weight. You've heard the expressions, the weight of God's glory. All right? Of course, weight in figurative terms, not literally. And that word is from the word kabad. It also means rich. Say rich. It means noble. It means honor. It means to promote, to honor. Honorable. Those are some words associated with it. So, principally, kabod is the word weight. Say weight. So, putting all of this together, you can write this down. The glory of God is the radiance and splendor of God's divine nature. Is the radiance and splendor of God's divine nature. There's so many ways to define glory. The glory of God is also the excellency of his moral character. Say the excellency of his moral character. Which is what 2 Corinthians speaks more about. We are changed to the same image from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Are we following? It's also, you can say it's the excellence and perfection of his being. Say the excellence and perfection of his being. The glory of God is his holiness. Say it's his holiness. It is also the splendor of his majesty. Say the splendor of his majesty. His power and dominion. So the glory of God is the splendor of his majesty, his power and dominion. The glory of God is also the attributes of God. Say the attributes of God. Remember, let me give you a scripture for that. Exodus 33. Let's read that. Exodus 33. In verse 19, Moses says, show me what? Your glory. And then he said, God responds by saying, no one can see what? My face and live. However, I'll put you in the cleft of the rock and I will make what? All my goodness pass before thee. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. So the glory of God is also the goodness of God. Say the glory of God is the goodness of God. The glory of God is the grace of God. The glory of God is the mercy of God. Let's go to Exodus 34. So it's not, because it speaks of splendor, light, you may think it's some very abstract concept. In the old covenant, it used to appear that way, you know, where God, you know, Moses went up to the mountain and the people could not even come close, and he saw, and there were thunderings and lightnings. The character of God's glory in the new covenant is more spiritual than is literal. Do you understand? Amen. Because when you hear glory, we may demonstrate it, you know, naturally. Like on Monday, I said to them, okay, I want people with banners, golding, you know, just to give us an imagery of what it is. Amen. Go to Exodus 34. Are we getting something? Go to verse 5. One to go. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. Remember now, he had put him in the cleft of the rock. Okay? And what happened? And the Lord passed by him and proclaimed what? The Lord God. So the name of God is also his glory. Say the glory of God is the name of God. So you see David talking about your name is glorious. You see? The glory of God is the mercy of God. Say it's the mercy of God. The glory of God is the grace of God. You see, the Lord, long-suffering, that's his character. You know, Galatians 5:22. His long-suffering, kind. All of that fruit of the Spirit, you see, is an expression of the glory of God. So when you bear the fruit of the Spirit, and you manifest the character of Christ, you are manifesting his glory. That's what it is. On the one hand, when you are like Christ, because I'm going to end the definition soon, what the real glory of God is. Amen. So it's not just some abstract concept, I see the glory of the Lord. No, it's a nature of God. It's moral excellence, character. It includes riches. Remember when Jesus talked about Solomon. Solomon in all of his glory. What was one of the major characteristics of Solomon? Wisdom. Right? So the wisdom of God is the glory of God. So when you say you are manifesting the glory of God, it can be that God has given you such wisdom. Hallelujah. So it's not some far-fetched concept. Abundant in what? Goodness. Remember I said the goodness of God is the glory of God. And then truth. The truth of God is the glory of God. Now, if you look at all these characteristics, they speak of somebody. All of these attributes are revealed in someone. You know where I'm going to already. Hebrews 1 verse 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please go from verse 2. Had in these last days spoken unto us by what? His what? His what? His what? His what? Whom he appointed what? Heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Who is his son? Who is Jesus? No, help me. Who is Jesus? The Word. The Word. Verse 3. Who being what? The brightness of his glory and the express image. Let me give you a simple word. And the carbon copy. That's what express image is. And the carbon copy. In other words, he told Philip, you are still saying, show us the Father. I'm here, you are still saying, show me the Father. If you've seen me, you've seen him. And upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now, before I go here, let me take a detour, because I was going to close here. We said the glory of God is what? The weight of God. Say the weight of God. The kabod of God. Everybody here weighs something. You know you weigh something. So I told them to get this scale. Amen. Literal scale. To paint a picture. There are some people who climb this scale, and this thing will hardly move. I don't want to look at them. They're in the choir. Physically. Amen. Okay. Okay, come and set it well now. Come and set this thing well. You didn't set it well. Come and set it. My shoe? For where I'm standing is the holy ground. Okay, let me demonstrate it, because I need two sisters and two brothers. None is there, but just needs to be. Let me see. No, it's not sure. I think there's a setting for it. It's showing me time. Okay, if you know how to fix it, come and help me. So, we all weigh something physically. Amen. That's physical weight. Say physical weight. And do you know that you weigh something spiritually too? Now, when we are trying to describe a big man, we say, man, that man carry weight. There are sometimes people speak, and you're like, wow, his words are weighty. You are talking about their glory. You are like, wow, this lawyer carries what? A lot of weight. So you say, you know what? Okay, we are going for a presentation. Can we get someone to add some weight? Say, that's glory. Say, that's glory. You weigh in a physically. People have weight intellectually. There are certain people that are on boards in companies that, because of those people, you invest in that company. Why? Because of their what? Weight. Social weight. It's called social capital. It's weight. Say weight. Are you following what I'm talking about? That's what glory is. Your weight in the spirit is called your stature. So, I get on this. I won't tell you what I am. You know those of you who go on weight loss, this thing? You know, you gym in the morning, but you eat the calories twice. And when you are checking in the morning, my wife and I were just having a laugh yesterday. We were reading some jokes on the internet. We do that every now and then. We just laugh. If you like squeeze the bread, it does not squeeze the calories. Somebody says, I'll toast the calories. Another one says, thank God for pounded yam, I'll pound it away. It's the same calories. The more you eat it, the more your weight increases. And your weight increases because of what you eat. What do you weigh in the spirit? What's your ranking in the spirit? This conference is ordained so that we will go from one weight to another. And the weight that you pull determines what you can pull to yourself. What weight do we weigh in prayer? You know, some people, they don't pull any weight when it comes to integrity. Their word does not carry weight. If this person said, I'll give you something, or guy, no go give you. You know what it means? There's no weight. See, that's glory. Are we getting blessed? Please sit down. Don't worry. I'm going to. I think I've passed the point, right? Now, so let me give you. Glory is the way we measure the value or worth of God. Say glory. Glory is the way we measure the value. Is the measure or value of the worth of God. So, I'm 80 plus kilogram. God is weighed in terms of glory. What kilogram is to me is what glory is to God. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So, is the SI unit of the value, spiritual value, moral character. We've said that it also includes riches, all right? Power. So, when you look at creation, what do you see? It reveals what? The glory of God. It shows his power, his creative power. What creation shows is what? The creative glory of God, the power of God. And you see, the glory of God is unlimited, immeasurable. Romans 11:33. Unsearchable. Oh, the depth of the riches of both the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable. There is no limit to his glory. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about all the fullness of God. All the fullness of God. And people of God, this glory, as I have defined it, is revealed in one person. In the person of what? Jesus. Say Jesus. Say Jesus. Say Jesus. Let's go back to that Hebrew scripture. There's a scripture that says, you have been weighed in the balance and found what? Wanting. And what you say in the spirit is based on your weight in the spirit. Let me put it this way. You know, your influence in the spirit, the influence of your word in the spirit is connected to your weight in the spirit. I'm a man under authority, and I say to this one, go, and he goes. Who being what? The brightness of his glory, and the what? Carbon copy, express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of his majesty. Please give me the message. The Son what? Perfectly mirrors God and is stamped with what? We said that the glory of God is the excellency of his nature and character. Amen. And the Bible tells us that that character is revealed in Jesus Christ. He holds everything together by what? What he says. Powerful words. Give me the NLT and Amplified. The sun what? Radiates God's own glory. And expresses the very what? And he sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. Say, Jesus is the glory of God. Say, Jesus is the glory. Now, that's not even the best news. It's the fact that this embodiment of glory, let me give you a scripture. Dwells in you. Say, dwells in you. Colossians 2:9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Everything God is, Christ is. See, everything God is, Christ is. And everything Christ is inside of you by his spirit. Say, by his spirit. Say, by his spirit. Say, Christ dwells in me. By his spirit. That's why the Bible says that we are transformed by beholding the glory. You know, we go from, you know, we, as in a glass, we behold and we are transformed from one level, one dimension of glory to the other. Please put 2 Corinthians 3:18 in the Amplified. And we all, with unveiled faces, continually seeing as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are progressively, say little by little, being transformed. This conference is a conference of transformation. You're going to hear words that would, so it's not automatic transformation. You get a word that will propel you to a place where we are transformed to reflect the very character of Jesus Christ into his image, from one degree of glory to even more glory, which comes from the Lord. Who what? Is. Say, who is? The Lord is that spirit, and he dwells in you. Do you see that we are underperforming? That we are carriers of glory, but our lives are a shadow of it. And that's what this conference is about. That we will listen and that we will be activated. That people will begin to walk the earth like Christ walked. That we will display the honor of God, the copiousness of God, the wealth of God, the wisdom of God. Amen. The goodness of God, the kindness of God, the faith of God, the mercy of God. Hallelujah. See, there's glory inside of me. Do we understand? Do we understand? Say, Jesus is the glory of God. And I've shared quickly that glory is the radiance and splendor of God's divine and moral character, God's divine attributes. Glory is also power and influence. You can see Matthew 6:29, Solomon in all of his glory. You know, glory is also riches. Glory is also honor. Daniel 4:36, honor. Daniel 4:36. At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and the glory of my kingdom, and my honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in the kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. All of that is the description of what glory. Amen. And you and I were made for glory. See, we're meant for glory. Daniel, I mean, verse 5. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. That word, the angels, is we call Elohim. And has crowned him what? With glory and honor. He's talking about you and I, man. When David said, what is man that you are mindful of him? Every believer is made for glory. Say, we are made for glory. The very least you should manifest in your lifetime is the glory of God. Glory is also beauty. Say, beauty. Excellence in beauty. Not just physical, but, you know, of course, it includes physical beauty, but more figurative. Beauty of character. So even your results, your solutions must bear the mark of glory. Hallelujah. That's God's plan. That whatever you do must be glorious. You are a singer, your songs must be what? You are a seamstress. You are sewing if you sew something for someone and the sleeve is like the trouser, is it glorious? You are a hairdresser. When you make somebody up, they should look what? Glorious. Hallelujah. That's the mark of the believer. Glory. Say, glory is the mark of the believer. So, let me close because I wanted to surprise you. How do we activate this glory? Number one, believe. Believe. Faith. Believe. I'm now focusing on our posture. John 11:40, Jesus says, didn't I tell you that if you believe, that you do what? See the glory of God. You've got to come to this conference with a high expectation, with a high level of faith. If you are coming here like, well, I've come to conference before, what has changed? Well, you've already missed out. You've got to believe. You've got to find a place in your heart to believe that this is the season to just transform. It's a transformational conference. You don't become one day. You are transformed progressively from one degree to the other. You have to believe that you are changing. That I'm being changed by the Spirit of the Lord, through the ministry of God's word. Because the Lord is that Spirit. And the Lord is what? The Son. And the Son is what? The Word. So we are transformed by the Word. Simply put, that's the glory of God. The Son is the glory of God. Jesus is the glory of God. So the Word is what? That's where we behold His glory. That's where we are transformed from glory to glory. So this week as you come, as you sit under the Word, expect. Believe that you are transformed. And what is faith? Faith is not just a mental assent. Faith is obedience. Say obedience. You are going to receive instructions this conference. Remember that he told them in Exodus, I think 25, he said, build according to the pattern that is shown to you. So, following spiritual instruction will lead what? To manifesting the glory. Obeying. Hallelujah. Lift your hand. Say, Father, increase my faith. Like I said, this is a charge to raise expectation and excitement. Every session from Pastor Kpoju's session, you better don't miss the first day. Pastor Kpoju speaking the first day. And that man carries a transformational word. Don't miss any day because it's going to be block by block, precept on precept. Things will lead to the other. Hallelujah. You come here with faith. That Lord, as I'm listening, something is happening to me. Something has been activated in my spirit. Something has been transformed. Hallelujah. And then the next thing is you would follow instructions. You would, because faith is really obedience. You hear a word and you act on it. When you act on it, remember we shared on Wednesday that those who do the word of God, James speaking, are the ones who are blessed. Those who are what? Transformed. That the doers of the word are the ones who are blessed, who are transformed from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Now, the other point will be in the negative. Okay, let me leave that one first. Go back to our text. It says, what? Every valley shall be what? Exalted. Every mountain what? Made low. And the crooked shall be made straight. And the rough places, somebody say order. Order. As you prepare for conference, set your life in order. No confusion. No strife. Can I tell you something? That the devil will prepare situations of strife, of chaos, will try to disrupt you so that you are distracted. The glory comes in an atmosphere of order. The glory is revealed. Build according to this pattern. Make it orderly. Then the glory came. So, as you prepare, make sure that you are straightening out your life. You know? You are making peace where you have to make peace. Don't come to conference with grudges. That's disorder. That's chaos. With bitterness. That's disorder. That's confusion. You will miss out on what's happening. Tell somebody, straighten your life out. Say, make things right. Make things straight. As you approach the conference. Then finally, the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory. The number one enemy of glory is sin. Still connected to what I've shared now, to straighten your life out. No. Don't fiddle with sin. It's a glory robber. It's a glory stealer. Are you being blessed? And one of the main factions of that sin is called pride. Say pride. And I want to end there. Pride. Because of pride, Lucifer lost what? His glory. He lost his place. There are people here. I hope they are not much. There's pride and it's eating you up. You know that. Pride has stolen things in your life. Nobody can talk to you. You are full of yourself. Let's go to Daniel 4. Daniel 4. Go from verse 30 for me. Numbers. Can we read together? I want to go. The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that have built for the house of what? The kingdom by the might of my power and for my honor. Please put it there. Put it there. Go to Jeremiah 13:16. If you touch anything, don't touch God's glory. Jeremiah 13:16. Some of us may not talk like this, but we act that way. Pride is not necessarily what you say, it's how you think. Haughty eyes. How dare you talk to me like that? Do you know who I am? Sit here. I can't sit here. They correct you and you have an attitude. Is it because I'm serving in this church? That's pride. You are no candidate for God's glory. Jeremiah 13:16. Let's read. One to go. Give glory to the Lord your God. Before what? Aha. Have you seen that scripture before? He said, give God glory before he caused darkness. How did you do this? Well, you know, put a lot of work to it. God says he will cause darkness. Where there's darkness, you won't see. The ideas will dry up. The contacts will dry up. In darkness, you won't see and they won't see you. When I go anywhere and they are reeling out my profile, oh, is this, is that? As soon as I come on stage, take the stage, Lord. Don't say, well, God sees my heart. Say it out. give God the glory lest he cause darkness. And before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains. And while you look for light, he turn it into shadow of death and make it gross darkness. Say, God's glory is a serious thing. And pride is the enemy of God's glory. I. Go back to Nebuchadnezzar. And for the honor of my majesty, while the word was what? In the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whosoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar. And he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers. Let's read this in NLT or Message. The same hour the judgment was fulfilled and Nebuchadnezzar was driven from human society. He ate grass like a cow, and he was drenched with the dew of heaven. He lived this way until his hair was as long as eagle's feathers, and his nails were like bird's claws. After this time had passed, I, Nebuchadnezzar, looked up to heaven. You know what pride does? Pride looks into yourself. Humility looks up to heaven. I will look, what? To the hills, from whence cometh my help. You don't look to yourself. Pride looks to self. Pride looks to your achievement. Pride looks to your capacity. Pride looks to your, connections, your affiliations. Well, I have this. I'm going to sort it out. I. Olu Aloshio. Thank you, Jesus. Don't grow out of it. Don't be too deep to say thank you, Jesus. To acknowledge him. I looked up to heaven. My sanity would return. And I praised and worshipped the Most High and honored the one who lives forever. His rule is everlasting. Aha. May you not be in the university of God's humility. Oh, yes. God, help me to be humble by my own self. When God humbles you, I've seen God humble some people. I have seen it in my lifetime. I've seen MD CEOs of companies working in a boss company after God humbled them. His rule is everlasting and his kingdom is eternal. All the people of the earth are what? He graduated from God's humility university. He does as he pleases among the angels of heavens, among the people of the earth. No one can stop him or say to him, what do you mean by doing these things? When my sanity returned to me, so did what? My honor and glory and kingdom. What did Jesus say? For thine is what? The kingdom, the power, and the glory. My advisors and nobles sought me out, and I was restored as head of my kingdom with even greater honor than. I'm going to ask us to go on our knees, everybody. I'm not even preaching to you that God, say God, before this conference comes, help me. Don't deal with me. Oh, help me by myself to deal with pride. Help me. And if you dare think that it's someone else, okay, I'm going to send this message to that my sister. She needs to hear this. You are the one this message is for. If you've been thinking about that, Pastor Matt has preached something, I'm going to share the link. Don't share the link first. We want to prepare ourselves before conference so that we will not miss out on the glory of God. Some of us have not even said it. It's just a thought. You were corrected. And before you know it, you've been fuming. How dare you? That's a glory stealer. Repentance is a sign of humility. Say, God, in your mercy, Father, I cry out, even myself. There are times I know I'm proud. I know it. It just comes up, you know, some responses, some thoughts. How could they do this to me? How could they not do it to you? Who are you? They did it to Jesus. As a sheep to the shearers. As a sheep to the slaughter, I mean. Say, help me. You are a spouse, you are a wife, you are a husband. You know there's pride. Say, as conference comes, I straighten out, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. Open your mouth, help me. Cry out. It is a glory stealer. It's a thief. Pride is the root, is one of the main roots. Say, Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. Help us. Help us. That mountain, he says, that mountain shall be made low. It's pride. That mountain is pride. It's a mountain. It's every mountain of pride, Lord. Help me, oh God, to deal with it. Help me. Help me. In any way I have shown, exhibited pride. Help me, oh God. Because there's something you're about to activate in my heart. You know the way you started acting when you had some small naira. Your husband could not talk to you again. Your wife could not talk to you again. Your pastor can't talk to you again. Your friends can't talk to you again. You get upset at the slightest provocation. It's pride. It says, make your way straight so that the glory of God, the glory is about to land. The glory is about to land, to deck. He says, we are being transformed by the Spirit. He says, Spirit of God, help me. Locate those mountains of pride. Locate them. Help me, Lord! Cry out. Before a fall comes, pride comes. He gives grace. Remember I said the grace of God is the glory of God. He gives grace to who? The humble. You want to experience honor this season? Decoration? Isn't it amazing that the glory of God is the character of Christ? And he says, I am meek. That's God's glory. Humility. That's the glory. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help us. This is straightening out. Let's thank God. And Father, I pray anyone who has lost things because of pride, just as you restored Nebuchadnezzar, I decree restoration. Amen. Some of you have lost deals. You've lost connections because of pride. You've lost influence. You've lost honor. You've lost riches. Because sometimes it was just the difference between that breakthrough was just call the person to say sorry. He said, no! I won't say sorry. Over my dead body. Over your dead body. Do you know what I'm talking about? That's pride. There are some things that even when we think them, we shouldn't even say them. Ask my wife here. There are sometimes I'm talking, when it comes out of my mouth, I'm like, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. Immediately. Immediately. I know this thing a bit. I'm seeing God honoring me in the nations. And when I look at the preceding events, is normally acts of humility, honor, something that I've done. Father, we repent. Thank you for this word. We are ready for the glory. Can you stand? We are ready. Say we're ready. Now, if you are here and you are not born again, after you hear me talking about this one and you still resist, that is what Jesus says. The sin that takes people to hell is to reject Jesus. There is no pride greater than rejecting Jesus. That is the cornerstone of pride, rejecting Jesus. Saying, I don't need Jesus. I'm okay by myself. Pride is self. Excessive, unhealthy focus on self. If you are here today, you are not born again. Jesus is not the Lord of your life. You know that if you die today, you will not make it to heaven. Every eye closed, head bow. Can you raise your hand? That's the number one sin of pride. Raise your hand. Don't be ashamed. Pastor Nathaniel, there is a connection between lying and pride. You know why? When you lie, it's because you don't want to be vulnerable. There's a reputation you are trying to protect. And that's still pride. So if you are not born again, and you know you are not born again, and your hands are down, that's pride. That's rejecting Jesus. But he came so you might be saved. He's the King of glory. He's the Lord of glory. He's the Lord of glory. I'll show you that scripture. He's the Lord of glory. If you look at it, he's the Lord of glory. Psalm 24 talks about the King of glory. 1 Corinthians 2:8 says, Jesus, the Lord of glory. There is no glory without Jesus. No glory without Jesus. But the rulers of this world have not understood it. If they had, they would not have crucified what? Our glorious Lord, or the Lord of glory. One more time, I'm going to ask, if you want to give your life to Christ, if you want this God of glory to enter your heart and bring transformation and change, wave quickly. God bless you. Now, those of you waving, one more thing, as they clap, can you take your belongings, everything you have, defy that shame? Oh, Pastor Nadia, look at me. Yes, who are you? Jesus made himself of no reputation. Jesus died naked. What shame could be more than that? Please come. Keep clapping till they come. Once you defy that voice, you've broken through. Keep clapping, keep clapping. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Beloved, clap as they come. When you see people coming to Jesus, celebrate it. Keep clapping, keep clapping. See what the Lord is doing. Keep clapping, come on, come on. They are coming to the Lord of glory. Yes. 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 You have come to Jesus. Come young, come old. It doesn't matter how bad you've lived or how far you've gone away from him. How dark your past is. That's why he's called the Lord of glory. He takes your shame and gives you his glory. Anyone else coming? Anyone else? I need all the ministers and the emerging leaders to lead them properly to Christ now. Now, everybody come. Please come, come quickly, quickly. Lead us now. Just come, just flood this place. You can have two persons or one. Get them to believe. Hello, guys. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you will be saved. You've come to Jesus, not me. You've come to the King of glory. Now, the rest of us, let's stand. Let's stand.